Kia ora koutou, you're with Stephen Day from the Tertiary Education Union, and I'm here with Katie Miller from Victoria University and Simon Ryan from Otago University and Rosemary Overalls, also from Otago University, and I'm just having a brief conversation with them at TU annual conference about humanities and languages and the cuts that a lot of these courses are facing at the moment. Katie, could you briefly describe the situation of Victoria?
Sure. Well, there's a change proposal in place affecting staff in the School of Languages and Cultures. The proposal is to lose approximately 7 FTE in the school and replace another 2. It will leave at least 2 programs in a very difficult position of having only 2 full-time academic staff. That's German and Italian, and I think with 2 full-time staff, it's very difficult to imagine how a sustainable major will be able to continue.
Yeah. And at Otago?
Yes, Simon, it's a similar situation but on a wider scale. Otago's been looking at cuts to FTEs in 5 departments for the nearly 2 months now. So there's a lot of concerns about the, really the narrowing down of the offerings for students and just how that's going to affect things in the future. The whole idea of learning only to learn or assume things that are deemed to be useful is under threat here. And in situations where we know actually that our graduates do incredibly well in some of the areas that are under threat.
And what are some of the pressures on humanities at the moment? What's causing all of this?
Well, we might say that a concerted effort by the national government is part of the problem here. Like, tertiary education policy is actually directed against encouraging humanities students to flourish. There's a focus on STEM learning, or as Simon said, learn to earn. So I guess that's the broader structural pressure coming down. But of course the official line is that it's a financial issue, that there's not enough students to justify the staff. But as we were saying, how can you build a major with, say, only 1 or 2 staff members running a language program? It becomes ridiculous.
What does this mean for the students and the community as some of these departments either shrink or diminish or disappear altogether?
Well, I think it leaves students in a somewhat uncertain position when it comes to how they're going to finish off their study. And fortunately, at Victoria, there's a very strong community of language students who are really concerned about this change and who have been actively organising themselves into commentary about it, which is really great to see. But I think also it leaves people in a position where they can't necessarily access the high-quality language learning that's really essential if we want to produce graduates who are active citizens in the global economy or in the global world. And I completely agree with what you were saying about funding. At the core, it may very well be an issue about funding and how we fund these subjects, which are pretty crucial to a connected global economy.
What needs to change? What do we, as a tertiary education community, need to do to make these subjects more viable?
Well, since we have to go back to a situation which existed 8 years ago and before that, when we had a government that was very willing to fund the arts generally, in which the so-called useless subjects were actually seen as culturally really rich and really important to us in all sorts of ways. And so we need to return to proper funding of humanities generally, and we have to look forward and say what kind of society do we want. What does the under 35 generation want? The younger staff in universities, what do they see? What's going to be the way forward for them if these cuts are allowed to continue?
No, I think in the end it's about what we really value, and I'd like to see a move away from STEM and more on towards STEAM, which is science, technology, engineering, arts and mathematics, amongst many other things.
Yeah, STEAM, great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. STEAM again.